The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of The Big Show. Usual Suspects on a Monday, on a trade deadline day here in the big city. Everybody here in studio, all present and accounted for. Good stuff from Phil Gardner on the Hall of Fame with Jeff Bagwell in the first hour, as well as the trades that keep trickling in. The Astros have scratched the surface a little bit, but now you just informed me that another starting pitcher is off the market.
Sources say Sonny Gray to the Yankees.
Which was the worst-kept secret.
Yeah, Jack Curry tweeted that out, so we'll see. Brian McTaggart, I'm kind of following his Twitter, but he just said that Feliz has rejoined the Astros, so whoops. I mean, not whoops, but whoopty.
I mean, hope he straightened out whatever he could when he was down in Double A.
Yeah, these moves so far ain't doing it for me, but whatever. Somebody said, Barry, did you say you're going to be mad if you die? If so, after you're dead, what will be your first meal? Yeah, first of all, I did say if I die from, I'm going to be so angry if I die. What will my first meal be if I died? I don't know. What do you?
You don't have to eat anymore.
That's a good point.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I don't think angels eat, do they?
I would say clouds and rainbow dust. Well,
angel food cake? I don't know. What do you eat as what do you eat in heaven?
That was a definite dad joke.
I don't know.
That's what that was. That's exactly what that was.
I don't know. What do you eat? Well, what do you eat in heaven then?
There's a lot of I'm gonna let that one lie.
Were you gonna say Virginia?
No.
Is that what you were gonna say?
No.
You dirty rascal, you? That's what you were gonna say, huh?
It's something angelic.
Oh really? Uh-huh.
So, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, and again, because when you're married to someone that delivers the news, they spend more time on politics and you spend more time on sports. But sometimes the worlds collide. And speaking of collide, Lisa came in to tell me yesterday that Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, was at a Brewers-Cubs game in Milwaukee, and a fan was giving him a hard time, and he turned...
I hope the fan was making fat jokes. If not, this was all for naught.
Well, here's the ironic thing. I don't know if you saw the video or not, but I had to go find it because Lisa wanted to see it too. But I find out first, I'm like, why is he in Milwaukee? Well, his son works for the Brewers. But evidently a Cubs fan, because of the 90-minute distance between Chicago and Milwaukee, a lot of Cubs fans come up to Milwaukee for the games and vice versa. A Cubs fan had been heckling him, and he decided he had had enough. So he got up in the guy's face to basically tell him to chill out. But here's the key. Tucked on very tightly and snugly, like a football, tucked in the right way in his arm, was the large bowl of nachos with everything on them.
And it's the worst thing because obviously he's not really well shaped. So like he had his shirt tucked in.
Pear-shaped,
wow,
not
Nick,
really
Nick
well.
With the understatement nice, of the Nick. Year. He's not really well shaped.
He's huge.
That's a Nickism for he's a fat ass.
Yeah, he's normally, Nick, you don't hold back.
And he's tucking his shirt in.
That's like
in.
Saying Sling Blade wasn't really well educated. Are you kidding me? He's not
the guy's massive. He's got his shirt tucked in, and the food is like right there next to his belly button. And it just looks...
he was going to make sure they weren't spilling, and ain't nobody was getting them while he was getting in that guy's face. But when he turned, you're right, to go down the aisle, and you see the junk in that trunk going back down the stairs, you're like, God, he's big.
It takes
big.
Like 40% of the video screen, like when he walks down the stairs. You can't see anything else.
What's up? Yeah, I've got it right now. First of all, yeah, why can someone... I know he's got a lot of handlers. Someone has to get to Chris Christie and say, bro, pull your pants down. Why is your belt under your arms? Like, you're like that. He's reaching into the middle of his back to get his wallet out. This dude's pants are way too high.
His belt buckle is normally dead center, even with his nipples.
They're so high, and he's wearing, and you're right, the nachos fully loaded.
No doubt.
What he, and then he invades this dude's personal space. Like, he gets in his face like he's chastising a child. He's so close. But what would have been perfect if he would have been eating nachos while he yelled at this dude, look, let me try something. Okay. Like the Cookie Monster, just, like, that would have been just chips and food flying everywhere out of his mouth. That would have made it perfect. It was close, though. It was close. But, just him doing that and then walking off, it's like, dude, are you serious? Like, you're a politician. You're going to get heckled. Deal with it. That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Well, and especially since some of the things he's done have been dumb, right? Like, people in his cabinet were responsible for the whole bridge controversy, you know, and then from there that he shuts down a beach that just happens to be the beach where he owns a house, and then on a weekend where he shuts down the beach, one of the biggest weekends of the year, I think it was 4th of July weekend, he and the whole family are on the beach that he shut down.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't be that obvious, dude, and not expect to be ridiculed.
And the best part, I'm watching it, they're replaying it over and over. He shakes his head like, yeah. And then he goes, you're a big shot, to the guy in the Cubs jersey.
Right.
But when he's doing that, his whole neck moves. When he shakes his head, it's pretty badass.
I got news for you.
It's
when
like
he
breathes. You ever seen
both
a turkey?
His belly and his neck move on every breath.
What's that little thing that hangs down from a turkey? I don't know what that's called.
Like,
is that called the gobble? I don't know what that is.
It's like the gobbler.
Whatever that thing is that hangs down from a turkey's neck, he's got one of those. Yeah, like he could be a turkey. But boy, those nachos, stout.
They weren't going anywhere.
Snoods?
Yeah, snoods.
Yeah, well, his snood is definitely flapping there. He is an angry turkey yelling at this dude. But the nachos are choice, man. They're pretty high.
Yeah, he really is making sure that he is going to enjoy those at some point all by himself with no help. And he definitely is not going to waste any on the ground.
What does his son do over there for the job?
I was curious because I was trying to figure out, like, you know, because like he's got weird teams, too. He's a Cowboy fan. He's always in the box with Jerry Jones watching Cowboy games. And now he's a Cub fan, too, I guess. Some people have said, but his son works for the Brewers. And because I was wondering why he was there, and it was in one of the articles that his son actually works in the front office for the Brewers.
Yeah. You want to play a fun game?
Sure.
Okay. Well, so we'll go prospect for prospect in the Sonny Gray trade. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the Yankees get Gray, and they give up their number 4, 8, and 12 prospects.
Woo.
So Fowler, Mateo, and Caprillion. So let's assume that the Astros would have done that. They would have been giving up Franklin Perez, Teoscar Hernandez, and Colin Moran. Would you have done that?
Yes, I would have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Without question.
So that's the thing is you look at so some of those names you don't recognize. Franklin Perez is a right-handed pitcher in Double-A. Of course, Teoscar Hernandez is gone. So you would have probably having to give up, since you already traded Teoscar Hernandez, let's assume that you would have had to do something around there. So it would have either been Ramon Laureano, I don't know, an outfielder, Double-A outfielder, their number 7 prospect, or Daz Cameron would have been the number 9 prospect. So would you have done it if it was, like I said, Franklin Perez, Daz Cameron, and Colin Moran?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's why I say, you look at some of these, and yeah, you're giving up these prospects, but a lot of these guys, you're thinking, all right, okay, I mean, Colin Moran, to me, as your number 12 prospect, he's a third baseman. That's already done. That position, I mean, your infield, for the most part, is set. Any prospects you have, like you've got Sierra as a shortstop, who's their number 10 prospect. Bye. You're set at shortstop.
Let's go full circle to the Bagwell speech. He said he was a lifelong Red Sox fan, but he knew that he was playing behind Wade Boggs.
Yeah, you ain't. Yeah,
so
exactly.
He ain't going there to do that. So it's the same thing. It's a great point. The fact of the matter is, those guys are expendable now and for the foreseeable future because of Bregman, because of Correa, because of Altuve. Unless they want to change positions and be, you know, how Baggy went from third to first, or Biggio played three different positions. I mean, look. Yeah, you can look at it, and I know they drafted Bregman knowing they had Correa, but also knowing there's a potential for him to play third base, which is where he's at now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can consider those things as well. But if they're going to play their natural position, quote-unquote, it's going to be hard when you've got guys like that in front of you.
Yep. Like I said, they're infielders. If you're an infielder in this farm system, your best bet for playing time in the next 5 years is to get traded.
Mm-hmm.
Or serious injury. And if you look at their top 10 prospects, five of them, like I said, are outfielders. Four of them are relief pitchers, and a shortstop is their number 10 prospect. So you've got four relievers, five outfielders, and a shortstop. They've got some arms. The four relievers: Martez, Paulino, Perez, and Whitley. Of all those, I would hang on to Whitley and use the rest to trade. That would be fine with me.
And you could build up your farm system at any time. But again, this is a chance when you're really on the cusp of it and you don't get many of these opportunities. As much as you'd like to think, hey, for the next 5 years, they're going to be in the same position all 5 years. You can't predict injuries.
Nope.
And all the different things that can happen. And another team can get as hot as they are this year and give you problems. So when you get a chance to go for it, you got to put the pedal down. So I'm with you on all of that. And before we hit the break, Nick, I know we got to go. But just to wrap up the Christie story, they talked to the guy that he got into it with. And he said, when he was initially going up the stairs, I yelled his name. He was already quite a bit past me. 30 feet away, I yelled his name and told him he sucked. I called him a hypocrite because I thought it needed to be said. He then turned around and walked all the way back towards me, got up in my face for a long time. It was about 30 seconds, yelling at me. First, he said, why don't you have another beer? Which I thought was a decent comeback and I thought was kind of funny. But then he started calling me a tough guy. So that's when the video was filmed of him with the nacho.
He was completely transparent because they caught up with him afterwards. He was like, yeah, I told him he sucked. Yeah.
I wonder if he would have been like, you tough guy? Yeah? You think you're so tough? Knock these nachos out of my hand. I dare you. Knock these nachos out of my hand. Like, you could do anything else to him, but if you knock the nachos out of his hand, it's ass-whooping time. Like, he would go clobbering time on you.
That would have been very
That would have been sweet.
Yes. All right, so we got plenty more to get to. Todd, we see you. We're going to get you, as well as everybody that's hitting us up on Twitter. We appreciate it. So stay tuned. Much more of the usual suspects coming up right here on ESPN 97.5.
Daniel, give us your thoughts right now.
I don't know, man. I thought the fight was going well. I don't even know what happened. It's like I got kicked in the head. Oh, man. I'm so disappointed.
You know, I don't think it's a good idea to interview fighters after they've been knocked out, but I really wanted to give you a chance to express yourself. I know this was an incredible moment for you. It was very emotional. What can you say at all about this and the rivalry between you and John?
I don't know, man. I guess if you win both fights, there is no rivalry, so I don't know.
Thank you for everything, Daniel. Daniel Cormier, ladies and gentlemen.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarrara.
Welcome to MMA Corner with Nick and Barry as part of The Usual Suspects. Daniel Cormier, I thought he handled it with class, but you agree with that, there isn't a rivalry?
Who, John Jones or Cormier? Cormier?
Sorry, John Jones and Cormier, right?
Yeah.
And do you agree with that? It's a pretty solid statement, though, that there's not a rivalry if there's two losses, but there's still, they were pretty hyped up and pretty, as you guys were saying, I mean, it was a pretty big event.
Yeah, I don't think there's a rivalry. I think that there was this hatred. You know what I mean? I think there was this, they didn't like each other, but that doesn't make it a rivalry. There are plenty of guys that don't like each other that aren't involved in a rivalry. And I'm with him. I think he's right. You go out there and you lose twice. That's it. I mean, we know who the better fighter is. The first one wasn't a fluke if the second one backs up what the first one, what the results were. And these are two losses to Jon Jones, whose only loss right in this point in his career is a DQ on a 12-6 elbow to Matt Hamill. That's, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. This isn't a rivalry. Yeah, Jon Jones is better than Daniel Cormier, period.
Yeah, 100%. That's what I was telling you guys on Sunday, and is that Daniel Cormier did everything right. I think he had a perfect game plan. I think he did everything he needed to do in the training camp to beat him. But I just think that he was just that much better of a fighter. So no matter what Daniel Cormier did in the training camp, or no matter what he did while he was training in advance of this fight, he wasn't going to beat him.
And you're talking about a guy who has had three fights in 3 years, and he didn't look good in his last fight in Jon Jones. He did not look good in his last fight coming into this one. I mean, I picked him to win, but I'll admit, I was like, ugh, three fights in 3 years isn't all that much. I mean, you there's ring rust involved. He didn't look good. He looked hesitant and tentative in his previous fight. So I was a bit, you know, not concerned, but I was a bit hesitant. But then you look at his track record and you look at his career and you think back when he was in his prime, how, you know, in his peak, I should say, thus far, how good he was. It's tough to pick against him, man. And now, I mean, the question is rightfully so being thrown out there. Is he one of the greatest of all time?
Cormier or Jon Jones?
Jon Jones.
Definitely Jon Jones.
Yeah.
Jon Jones is, who knows how many more wins he would have had if he just didn't make some, or a few bad decisions. Not just one or two, but a few bad decisions. This guy was not going to lose. You can kind of tell he wasn't going to lose. And he's 30 years old. This is a guy that I think was the first or one of the first champions, or the youngest champions ever in the UFC. And a guy that I think would have probably had at least five or six more wins at the very minimum if he did not get suspended and have all those issues with the hit and run and all that other stuff.
He calls out Lesnar after the fight. Is that a monster? Is that big? Is that going to happen? And would it be huge?
I mean, I don't like it. I didn't like it. I thought it was stupid. That's a fight that doesn't make sense to me. They're too far apart in weight. It's a spectacle. Him calling Jon Jones calling out Brock Lesnar is like the generic Dr. Thunder version of Conor McGregor calling out Floyd Mayweather. It's a watered down version of this hype,
right?
And that's all it is,
right?
And it felt contrived. It felt planned. I almost feel like, you know, everyone was relieved that Jon Jones won so that he could have that moment as far as the UFC goes. I just don't like it, and I don't think we're ever going to see that. I think it's silly. I don't know. What do you?
I mean, he's for him to even consider this, he has to officially get out of retirement, and then there's a 6-month process with USADA where he's going to be subject to all these protocols and testing. So he can't even once he makes that official that he's going to come out of retirement, then there's at least 6 months before he can step in the cage. So is it possible? Very slim possibility. We've seen crazier things happen. Look, Conor McGregor's fighting Floyd, but is it possible in the near future? Absolutely not. So Jon Jones is at a point in his career where he has to be active. He has to continue to prove to Dana White and the UFC that he has to keep fighting, because he's only fought, what, like you said, twice in the past 3 years. So I'm expecting Jon Jones back in the cage within the next 3 or 4 months. So that's not when you look at the time frame, that's just not realistic with Brock Lesnar.
And then the question becomes, who does Jon Jones fight next? I mean, that's, you know, there's one fight left, right?
On life in terms of what?
Jon Jones, like the that you want to see.
Oh, Gustafson.
Yeah, I mean, Alexander, that's it. Yeah, that's it. And then what do you do after that? You know, assuming he wins that fight.
There's that, was it Anamwa guy who's, I guess, like a really good up and coming light heavyweight. Hopefully some new prospects come up. But for right now, you're right. It's pretty much Alexander.
Yep. So, I mean, the whole card I thought was all right. I mean, it was worth the money. The only boring fight was that Damian Maia fight. That was pretty boring. But otherwise, I thought it was a good card.
Dana White is not a big fan of your boy Woodley, is he?
No, he's not.
He won't even let him fight GSP. He's just like, no, I'm not open to this.
My God,
I'm not open to that.
Look how boring his fight was with Maia. Yeah. Could you imagine him fighting GSP? Well, and here's the thing, though. Some folks were getting after me on Twitter because I was saying that Maia is one of the most boring fighters ever. And they're like, well, you know, Woodley should be willing to grapple. No, that's
what?
Not. No.
No.
You don't go to the ground with a black belt. That's just not how that works. Like, you don't do that. That's like standing and trading with a puncher. No.
Remember, there's levels to black belt. There's black belts, and then there's like Damian Maia.
Super black belt.
Yeah.
You don't do that. And you play to your strength. And his strength, I mean, you know, you're not going to go to the ground with a black belt like Damian Maia. That would be foolish. That would be silly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he played it right. The problem was it was made for a boring fight. So, I don't know. Overall, I thought it was a good card. I enjoyed it. Joel, did you enjoy the card?
I enjoyed every bit of the hype around the card and the fact that you guys were satisfied. If you were satisfied, I was satisfied because I'm just a team player. That's the way I feel about it.
By the way, Brian McTaggart just tweeted out, Nori Aoki just showed up at Minute Maid Park.
That's too bad because he was a good. Things. All indications are really good clubhouse guy, really good dude. So you know, unfortunately, this is part of sports, and when sports is a business, that's where it can get difficult sometimes.
Rest in peace, Aoki Pokey.
Ted.
So sad.
I still don't know why Blummer calls him Ted, but he called him Ted.
I don't know because he's a sweet swing like Ted Williams.
No.
Oh.
I would think not. Hey, before the break, Todd's been waiting a long time. Wants to get in here on some baseball stuff. Todd, what's up?
Hey, guys, I'll preface this call by saying I have been listening to you since day one before you even called The Usual Suspects. It's been great watching the show grow, and you guys just, you're doing some great stuff on the radio here.
Thanks, Todd.
My new favorite show.
Appreciate that, man.
I have a two-parter. I know you're going up against it. I'll try and make it quick. My first question, it wasn't baseball salaries. It was actually yours. When you're like a sports local sports radio personality and you work for, you know, Gal, I know you guys fill in on each other's shows a lot. I just wondered if you get paid a flat salary regardless of how many appearances you make on every show, or if you go outside the box and co-host a different show on the same network, do you get a bump up in pay? So that was the first thing, and I'll make this brief. The second thing, I guess I want your opinion on this. I took my son and my stepson yesterday to a gourmet mac and cheese restaurant in the Heights, which will remain nameless. It took me 45 minutes to get there. About 10 more minutes to decide on our order. We placed an order, which came to $88.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were informed that they do not accept cash, only credit and debit. I left my debit card on my dining room table because I had paid a bill right before leaving for the restaurant. I had $300 in my wallet, and I could not buy dinner for my family. They would not accept cash. I felt this is, like, totally un-American. I think we should have the prerogative of paying cash if we want to. So I have a quick question about your salaries and how that works, and then your commentary on the cash versus credit thing.
Dude, thanks for the call, Todd. Appreciate it. That's strange to
me. That's got to be illegal.
And I know who he's
cash, right?
It's got to be illegal.
I was going to say, how many dishes illegal. Did he have to wash
to not accept somebody's cash?
Yeah, because you're taking a payment. It does, just like saying we don't take checks. I mean, what's the difference? You can refuse to take checks. You can refuse to take credit cards. It's a cash-only line. This is a cash-only business.
But with checks, because they might bounce. You ain't got to
bounce.
Doesn't
matter. Currency.
Doesn't
matter. Credit cards might bounce.
He had $300. Those could have been counterfeit. You don't know. I mean, when you're dealing with cash, you got to have a register, and you got to go to the bank, and you got to do all those things.
What did he do?
They could have been. Maybe they're an all online store. And I know what he's talking about. You know who he's talking about, right? I'm pretty sure he's talking about Just Mac.
Yeah, there's also one in Midtown.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't want to tell, but hey, whatever. We keep it real. We keep it trill.
Equal opportunity bashers.
Yeah, that's crazy, though, that they don't. I've been there, and I don't remember them not taking it, but I hardly ever carry cash with me.
But question is, what does he make his kids? I mean, how many dishes did he have to wash before they got out of there? I mean,
they wouldn't let him buy. He couldn't buy it. They didn't eat, obviously, because you get in line, you say, yeah, I want this, this, and this, and they say, okay, that'll be $88, and you hand them a $100 bill, and they go, well, we don't take cash. You go, well, that's all I got.
You know, he didn't
and
eat.
They say, sorry, and then you leave. That's
maybe,
it.
Maybe they ate, and then he found out
no,
the
you
policy.
Pay beforehand. You pay you before you get your food at Just yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
No, never you pay been. Before, so right. You pay at the counter when you order.
That kind of simplifies things. So it's not. It wasn't a situation where he ordered the food, got the food, ate the food.
No, that's what I was thinking.
No, that
makes things different a little bit. I think,
but I think it's one of those things where they probably have an iPad and it's you know what I mean. They take a square and then their banking is all done online. So everything when they run the credit cards and whatever app they're using, or if they're using a Square, for example, because I have a Square. So like when I sell my koozies after a show, people swipe their cards. 2 days later, that money gets deposited directly into my checking account. I imagine that's what this business has. That's the way it's going, though. I mean, this isn't going to surprise me.
Because you can track it better.
25 years from now. Yeah, and you don't have employees stealing cash out of the register. You don't have to make deposits to the bank. It's instant. I don't know if I would go as far as to say it's un-American. I think it's kind of dumb because they lost out on an $88 sale. So not taking cash cost you a little bit, but how often does that happen? You know what I mean?
The checks can bounce. I get that. But if you're taking real currency,
I mean,
I don't think that's a smart business.
I'm sure there's cost involved in that, though. You know what I mean?
There's no cost in
There's more cost in taking a credit card than there is taking straight cash.
It might be, yeah. I think security and probably convenience. As far as salaries go, I can't speak for anyone else. I'll speak for myself. I am a salaried employee of Gal Media. So, like, if you hear me, a lot of times I'll fill in on the Blitz after this show. If somebody's running late or they're having an issue or whatever, no, I don't get paid for that. I get my salary. If I do another show for whatever reason, no, I'm getting my salary. That's it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that part of the benefit is the more shows you do fill in on, you get a better on-ramp to one of the major arteries with your sign that says we'll work for food.
Okay.
No, so you covered it. All right, so that was a good call, and we appreciate the loyalty and love. But we've got to get to a break so we can take care of business and keep moving on. We're at the midway point. We'll be back with much more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're just out of halftime. Starting the second half of the show on the trade deadline Monday. I know all you Astros fans are going to be giddy over the fact that the latest rumor has the Astros connected to ex-Astro Bud Norris.
Mm.
That's not exactly what people were hoping for.
I'm
a gnaw as well.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't do anything for me. This is when you're talking about guys like Bud Norris, you're just talking about depth now. You're not talking about anybody that's going to make a significant impact. You're just talking about depth.
All right.
I have several texts. Can we do some text and some Twitters?
Sure.
You mind?
No.
Okay. First text. Why does Barry sound like he's saying man's anus when he says apples in Spanish? All right. I'm working on my accent, sir. It's manzanas, not what you said.
Well, he's right.
somebody's texting talking about Chris Christie's pants being way up high. His underwear would have to be pulled 2 feet over his head to give him a wedgie. Where was it? Why do the Astros keep getting pitchers with the same ERA as Nick's IQ? Well, that's not nice.
Wow.
Sorry, I was listening to the Phil Garner interview. What's up? Oh,
somebody texted the show and said, I'm not agreeing with it. I just want to point that out. Why do the Astros keep getting pitchers with the same ERA as Nick's IQ? Like a 5, 5.5.
Just mean-spirited.
Don't know what to say. I'm starting to get used to these hate texts, so I try to avoid them. Sometimes you can't. Whatever.
OU Mike said, it looks like Chris Christie also ate the guy selling nachos. if Chris Christie was a boxer, the only legal place to hit him would be in the face. Nothing below the belt. OU Mike on a roll today.
He kind of butterbeaned it.
Todd texted the show and let us know. Yeah, he did not get to eat at Just Mac.
Okay. Gives us at least clarity.
Now, on Twitters, a couple of things. So someone made the point that you do have to accept the dollar. You must accept the dollar, not necessarily cash. So, and this is from Mac Daddy. So, yeah, you have to accept American currency in America. But how you get that is up to the business. So you can be cash only. You can be check only. You could be check card, credit card. It doesn't matter. But you can't just say, we don't accept dollars. We only accept pesos or the yen or the euro. You have to take dollars.
Your first statement was you have to accept
dollars.
So if cash is dollars –
yeah, but so is the
check card. And you have 100 of them.
But your check card is when you pay with a check card, you're paying with dollars. It's just a different form of payment. They have to go there. That transaction now has to go to your bank and withdraw it, as opposed to you have gone to your bank and withdrawn the cash or have the cash in hand. So you're still paying with dollars. It's just the form of payment that changes.
And they can discriminate the form of payment, which I think that's crazy.
And then David Christopher said, I had the same deal with someplace Pele Pele Kitchen. I don't know what the hell that is.
Heard of it.
No cash accepted made me think to start investing in cryptocurrency. I'm like, what the hell is cryptocurrency? And he basically said, after a while with Ripple, your transactions will post in 6 seconds when you pay with a check card instead of 2 to 3 days. So that's kind of weird. But they're saying cryptocurrency is a big deal now. He also pointed out, you know what Bitcoin is? Have you ever heard of Bitcoin?
Mm-mm. Oh, yes, I have.
Nick, have you heard of Bitcoin? Yes.
I have not.
Bitcoin was like a new currency.
Right.
And it's all digital. And David Christopher said, if you had invested $5 in Bitcoin in 2009, you know, if you'd have just went out and bought $5 worth of Bitcoins, mm-hmm. that $5 in Bitcoins would be worth $4 million today.
Mm. Wow.
That's insane. I didn't get the concept because I remember seeing it. Now that you mention it, I do remember, like, you could use it to, like, bid on stuff, too, like, on, like, online auctions and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's the now I know.
It's kind of like, yeah, but I mean, again, PayPal is another form of payment method, or you know what I mean? But it's still dollars. So when you pay with PayPal, it's a different way of paying, but you're still using dollars as your currency. So yeah, it's up to businesses how they want to do that.
I'm going to not completely break your heart on this one.
Uh-oh.
But I'm just going to judge your reaction to this.
Oh, is this a rumor?
The latest rumor is the Dodgers are nearing a deal to acquire Pittsburgh's Tony Watson. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of those guys I'd like to see in the Astros go and get. He solves a lot of problems.
And if the Pirates are willing to deal, dang it.
Then you could have got Garrett Cole, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that does suck.
And that's the guy I wanted all along, and I know you did, too. I mean, if you're going to get a starter that has every ideal issue out of the way for you, it's no Verlander salary, it's no arbitration coming, it's no, you know, free agency at the end of the year for a rental, this Garrett Cole would have been the guy.
Yep.
Well, let's make a last ditch effort to hope Jeff Luhnow picks up the phone and calls Pittsburgh.
We shall see.
Patrick, that would be fantastic.
P. Randizzle, Patrick said, less than 30 minutes for an opportunity to use my welcome Kate Upton sign.
Mm-hmm. I think that deal completely gets nixed because of the fact that Wilson went to the Cubs. I think the part of the lure for any team dealing with, especially with the Astros, if we're going to take on Verlander's salary, then give us a little something for the effort, like Wilson, who could really help them out of the pen.
Yeah.
So when he went to the Cubs as part of a package deal, I think the Verlander deal became less attractive.
And by the way, I do have to. Shock had tweeted me about Bud Norris, mm-hmm. and I forgot, but yesterday, and I just got reminded on text by somebody. He called that. Shock did yesterday. He said, what about them going out, Astros going out and getting Bud Norris? And at the time, I was like, I'm a no. But yeah, he called that. How bad is that going to suck? Ugh, don't do it.
Welcome to Sundays with Barry.
J.A. Happ. That's another Astro.
Yeah, they used to have, and he sucked here. Yeah. He's been good in Toronto.
Yep. I thought he was in Miami. Is he in Toronto?
He's in Toronto.
Oh. Well, there you go. I'm not keeping up with him.
Okay. So we'll continue to roll on.
18 minutes? 18 yeah. minutes left.
Yeah, 18 minutes is indeed the deal. So if they're going to do something, they might want to hurry up, because if they don't get on the phone quickly to get a deal done, you're going to run out of time. And it's not like the end of the world, because as we mentioned, there's still the waiver deadline, which is coming up, and as long as a guy clears waivers, you can still make a trade, but it becomes a little bit more difficult, and teams will start blocking your potential trades. Right?
That's right.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. We'll be back in just a minute right here on The Usual Suspects. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We're now 14 minutes and counting.
We should just run a clock this whole segment.
Well, you know, the funny thing is,
countdown in the back.
I don't know baseball like I know basketball rules, but I know that in the case of the NBA trade deadline, they give you the deadline of a certain time, but if a deal is being discussed, or you call it like 2:59 and say, we're talking to so-and-so about a deal for these players, they give you a grace period after the deadline.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Justin Verlander has tweeted out, breaking source, I'm still in the Tigers locker room, and it's a selfie. Pretty awesome. Jeff Passan has tweeted
out. Passan.
Passan?
Yep.
Okay. I was trying to make him Italian. Paisan. Jeff Passan. Multiple GMs right now believe Yu Darvish and Zach Britton will stay put. Deadline is 18 minutes away. And these are tweets from Brian McTaggart. That's who I'm using as my Astros go-to. You're welcome, Brian.
Yeah, really?
Anyone? Who should I be using? Should I be using Brian McTaggart?
Whoever's proud to be an American.
For local stuff, for national stuff, Passan would be a fantastic source.
Would he?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, but I'm just using...
I always thought it was... what did you say,
Passan.
Barry? Passan.
No,
thought it was
it's
Passan
Jeff
too.
Passan, 100%.
Well, I'm not doubting you.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know.
Lamont is officially in full-on troll mode.
It was fantastic, though.
Full-on troll mode. I wouldn't mind if Houston added Chad Qualls to the bullpen. You're going to make me vomit. I will jump out of this window. I will murder. I don't need Coco Loco to slowly make my brains drip out of my nose. I will jump the hell out of this window if they sign Chad Qualls. Who?
Chad Qualls.
God.
He was in Arizona. I think he was on. He was in Arizona last year.
Chad Qualls was here to get us through our tough times.
Who were the two guys that led up to Billy Wagner? Was Chad Qualls and who else? They kind of looked alike.
He plays for Colorado.
It was Lidge. It was Dotel, Lidge, and Wagner.
But Qualls after that, at one point, he was closing for a while. Yeah, but Qualls and another guy that looked just like him.
I don't know.
Were guys that they kept around for a long time. I'll
Russ Springer?
No, I know Russ Springer. No.
I always just remember it being Dotel, Lidge, Wagner. And then, you know, that moved on. And then it was, you know, Dotel. I think it was Qualls, Dotel, Lidge. And then we went, you know.
I got to look up.
And then Pujols stole Lidge's soul.
Right, correct.
And then And then it was Dotel for a while. Octavio Dotel was fun to watch.
For a while there. I mean, he was pretty damn effective.
He was like the Lima version in the bullpen where he would talk and chat. And I enjoyed that.
And he was animated on the mound, but he was effective.
I like a little flavor.
Chad Qualls, by the way, is on the Colorado Rockies this year, thanks to Nick.
Yeah. He's going to win. He's going to win a pennant.
No. But Jonathan Lucroy is going to Colorado to try and help him do something.
Yeah.
There was another guy that was yesterday.
I like that they're not standing pat. I do. Even though they've had a rough go of it here as of late, I like that they didn't just, we're going to give up. I mean, the Twins, for goodness sake, were buyers a week ago. Now they're sellers, and there's only like four out of the wild card.
Right.
So.
Yeah, if you're Garcia, you go there and you made one start and you're on your way to the Yankees.
Yeah.
Which could be worse, but Sonny Gray is already tweeting hashtag Yankees 3 straight times. So he's probably a little excited about all that. Did you guys, by the way,
Dan Wheeler. Was that who you were thinking
of?
Holy cow.
Great pull.
You texters, I tell you what,
who it was.
For some of the dumb listeners that we have, most of you guys are super smart and we're proud of you. Dan Wheeler is awesome. We had three different people text
Wheeler
Dan Wheeler.
Wheeler and Qualls were the two guys. Yep, absolutely right. Thank you very much.
Four, we had, Qualls, Wheeler, Lidge. Four or five of you guys. Six, man, our texters are the bomb. You guys are great.
Hey, while we're waiting for the deadline, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but again, this Big Three League has gotten to be fairly popular, and they do it like a concert tour where they don't do it in the same building. They move it around the country. They've been bouncing around. Allen Iverson was MIA yesterday, And the league came out and said, we don't know any information about him, and we're not going to make an educated guess, but at some point we are going to be able to give you a statement. Now, this is heels.
Now, does all their public press releases end in
No, just live interviews.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you're talking to Q.
I didn't know if that's how they did that.
So this was coming on the heels of the fact that in Philly, Iverson said he would not play, but he would be there to participate and no-showed a few weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now everybody's wondering where he was. Now the mystery surrounding Allen Iverson's absence gets a little deeper. He was reportedly seen gambling in a Chicago-area casino the night before the game in Dallas. So he would have had to get from the Windy City to Big D for the Big Three, and it didn't work out. Mm. He is a notorious gambler.
Is he?
Yeah. There's a lot of rumors that he lost a lot of his fortune by not knowing when to say when at the tables.
Wow. I don't...
One person said Iverson was still at Rivers Casino as late as 3 a.m. on Sunday.
Ooh.
Then he was seen at a Chicago-area restaurant Sunday night wearing the same clothes that he wore the night before.
Weeping, right?
Maybe he had a tough night at the table.
Crying in his coffee. I'm too cheap to go broke gambling. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does. Makes perfect sense.
I'm cheap to go broke gambling. I will gamble. I will have a little fun at the casinos. But if I was, even if I was that rich, I don't think I would, I would find a way to waste my money a different way. Yeah, I wouldn't be, I would probably do something stupid with my money, but it wouldn't be gambling.
I would need to get something.
I would have stuff.
I have to get something in return. I would need a return on the investment.
Yeah. Yeah. And not even necessarily like a car, but I would have like gadgets. I would have a, you know what I mean? I would have
I got plenty of friends, though, that just don't even know when to say when. They just love gambling that much.
Man.
There's plenty of illegal.
I downloaded.
Are they illegal? Poker games?
Yeah.
And poker rooms and everything. I got tons locally, of friends that love the local poker rooms.
I had a buddy who ran a room and got arrested. I know someone that I was just talking to this weekend who said they ran one of the biggest rooms in the city at one point. And then, you know, the Fed start breathing down your neck and it's time to call it quits. But yeah, there's tons of illegal rooms. And now that I think there's that new room, the Mint or whatever, where you can go and gamble and it's you I don't know how it works. Yeah, but like I just downloaded the World Series of Poker app on my phone. I've been playing Texas Hold'em, and one, I have the worst luck in general. I'm just not a lucky guy when it comes to gambling, betting, and stuff like that. So that's part of why I don't do it. But even with fake chips, I'm still cheap. I'm just like,
are you?
Yeah, like you can join. Like I have over $200,000 in chips on this app, right? And I'm still playing in the $50, $100 room. Like, I'm just, I don't know. It's just inherently, I'm just inherently cheap. Like, I'm just, it's part of my DNA when it comes to that kind of thing. So, I mean, even an app, like, it's not real. I could just go in and bet $200K and no one would care. I could just start over, create a new account. Nope. Cheap ass won't do it.
Time to loosen the pocket strings a little.
I think so.
The purse strings, I guess, is the appropriate term because I'm waiting for the other foot to drop. Right now, I want to tell you guys about the great people at American Wheel and Tire. I can't tell you how many of my friends and myself along the years have talked about the fact that when you get big name national companies that deal with wheels and tires, it's crazy how you can go in with a flat tire and leave finding out that you had suspiciously 4 and 5 different things wrong and have a huge bill, and there's really no way to prove it along the way, and you don't know if they were honest throughout the process. Well, I've got a solution for you. American Wheel and Tire, 290 at 34th Street. They are fantastic. Mike and Tammy Gust have owned the company for over 15 years. They do remarkable work. It's fast. It's at a fair price. And you never have to worry about being screwed over because they're going to talk to you throughout the process. They have big, comfortable waiting rooms. They have refreshments, big screen TVs. But they're going to keep checking in with you to let you know, hey, this is where we're at with your car. This is what we found when we went in. Or this is what you're dealing with. And it's not this or that or the other thing. And you can ask questions and you can make choices. they do everything. They do tires. They do rims. If you've got a dented or a scratched rim, a lot of people will just tell you, hey, we got to replace that and go out and spend a lot of money on another one. They have ways to buff out scratches and fix dents so that you don't have to go and spend the money on a full-blown rim. They do lift kits. They do off-road accessories. Pretty much everything you want to do with your car to sport it out or take care of it or anything that has to do with wheels and tires can be done at American Wheel and Tire. And Jason and Johnny and all the guys that work there, they're friendly. They're easy to deal with. And again, they all have that great customer service because they want you to always come back to American Wheel and Tire whenever you either need something or want something associated with your vehicle. American Wheel and Tire, 290 at 34th Street, or go on to AmericanWheelandTire.com and check out all the different vehicles that they've tricked out. Not just wheels and tires. They do full-blown paint jobs. They do a ton of stuff that you are going to be absolutely amazed by, and the look makes it a unique, one-of-a-kind vehicle, perfect for you to drive around town and show off to your friends. Local road lift kits, road accessories, factory wheels, everything custom, all at American Wheel and Tire. Check them out, 290 at 34th Street, American Wheel and Tire, or AmericanWheelTire.com.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.